Goat Lab used to be called Dog Lab, but it turned out that nobody wanted to do all that to dogs, so they switched to goats. It was apparently determined within Special Forces that it was just about impossible to form an emotional bond with a goat. In fact, according to People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, PETA, goats have historically made up an unusually large percentage of the estimated million or so animals on the receiving end of covert experiments within the U.S. Army. Most goat-related military activity remains highly classified, but from time to time some details have leaked out. When an atomic bomb was detonated in the sky near Bikini Atoll in the South Pacific in 1946, for example, most of the 4,000 animals that had been dispatched by the military to float around underneath the explosion on a boat known as the Atomic Ark were goats. They wanted to see how the animals would fare with the fallout. They fared badly. Additionally, several thousand goats are currently being transformed on a U.S. Air Force base into a weird kind of goat-spider hybrid. Spider silk is truly a prized biomaterial that's really been kept from mankind simply because, up until now, only spiders can make it, an Air Force spokesperson has explained to CBC News in Canada. Once a spider cell gene has actually become part of the goat's genetic makeup, that goat will produce spider silk on a very cost-effective basis for many years to come. The magic is in their milk. A single gram of it will produce thousands of meters of silk thread that can be woven into bulletproof vests for tomorrow's military. And now there was the work undertaken inside Goat Lab, the de-bleatings and shootings and so on. Could all this, I wondered, explain how a master sergeant had managed to kill a goat just by staring at it? Perhaps, before he got to his goat, it was already in a shaky medical condition. Some goats were recovering amputees. Others had been cut open, had their hearts and kidneys scrutinized, and were then closed up again. Even the luckier goats, the ones that had only been shot, were presumably hobbling around Goat Lab in eerie silence with their legs in plaster. Perhaps the master sergeant had been staring at a particularly sickly goat. But Glenn Wheaton said he couldn't remember anything about the health of the goat in question. How did the master sergeant get sick as a result of stopping its heart? I asked.